Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr one more time. Agricultural Retailers Association says the Environmental Protection Agency offers certainty now to retailers and farmers with the recent five-year registrations for dicamba herbicides. ARA President and CEO Darren Kopic says now farmers and their retailers can make firmer plans for the next 5 years with this critical question answered. American Soybean Association President Bill Gordon thanked the EPA in a statement for, quote, the many steps and time invested in coming to the decision. North Dakota State University Extension Pesticide Program Specialist Dr. Andrew Thostesen told me,
I wish I could be more optimistic that this is really going to work out in a good way. I do think that it is helpful for the industry and for regulators at the state level to at least understand what's ahead for the next year or so anyway.
Then right off the bat, right before, it wasn't too long afterwards, right on Twitter, Center for Food Safety, a couple other groups, they're challenging or promising an appeal in the court. So how would that play out?
Well, that's a real wild card because we at least have an understanding of what EPA and the registrants are doing. We also have at least some reasonable idea of what the state regulators will or will not do. But we really have no idea how the court is going to play this thing. And as many of your listeners know, back in June, the Ninth Circuit Court banned or vacated the labels on these main dicamba products. So the plaintiffs in that suit made it very clear last night that they were going to file briefs with the court to get that reimposed. And so, again, that just adds another layer of complexity. And we don't really know what the court may or may not do. They may have the same people hear the case, or they may have new judges brought in. The existing judges or the new judges may look at what EPA has done and said, you know, you did a good job meeting our needs here, and we're going to let this thing go forward. They may demand changes, or they could rescind it, and we have no idea when that may or may not happen. The plaintiffs have 60 days to go ahead and file. I would assume that they will file, and then it will be several months before they'll be hearing. So when we might expect some sort of court ruling, I don't know, but I think that it's fair to say that it's going back into the courts.
So, like last June, the dicamba drama will likely play out. That's Inside Agriculture for today. We'll see you tomorrow right here.